Tappan said, hey, can you pull up that song that's like, I'm something, 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 something. And I'm just looking at
and
him.
And you knew it?
No. In then bewilderment.
And then I said, I got a fever of 103.
Yeah.
So he knew. And he started looking it up. And then I said, wait, what comes after that? And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm hot blooded.
Yeah.
Hot blooded.
Yeah. That's really the main part, not the fever. Yeah.
No, see, what I was telling Josh is that when he first says he's hot-blooded, you think he's like mad or something, right? But he immediately tells you he's actually ill.
Hot blood, too. It sounds bad.
No, it could just be like a mammal thing. Like he's not a snake.
That's warm blood.
Do people die of hot blood?
I got the hot blood.
I mean, if you have a fever of like 108, I know that like you're... body starts to break down.
I think you would just explode. Yeah.
Yeah.
How come that was never like an old time disease?
Hot blood.
Jefferson's over there. Got the hot blood. Oh, God. Do you guys have any other old timey diseases you wish were real?
That's what I've been thinking about.
That I wish were real?
Like,
I don't know.
If I invented hot blood or a case of the hot bloods. Whatever you want to call it, but you guys come up with them.
Yeah, something like I got the somethingitis.
Yeah, but what? Oh, we've been talking.
I got the spleenitis.
Spleenitis. So okay. You think they knew about spleens back you in cowboy times?
I think they knew a lot more about spleens than you would think.
Okay.
You know, I bet that's oddly true. I bet the spleens.
The spleen seems like a pretty rudimentary understanding of. Whatever the spleen is.
You have no idea what the spleen is. That's the first
spleen,
thing.
The name alone makes me not take it seriously.
It's in your body.
But apparently I don't even need it.
It sounds like a gelatinous green cartoon monster.
It does. It does. I got spleenitis.
It's like Slimer from Ghostbusters could have very easily been called spleen.
Oh yeah, you said that before, right?
Wait, this exact thing?
I think you and I arrived at this conclusion in an entirely separate line of thinking.
No way.
I'm pretty sure.
I think we've talked about Slimer before. I don't think we've come to the conclusion that his name could be Spleen.
It seems unlikely.
What's my illness going to be? Mine isn't actually an illness. It's an infestation. It's like bugs that do...
Dude, why? You could have just affected one person.
Well, what do they do? Okay, so these bites when they bite you.
These bites when they bite
the
you?
The bugs when they bite you. The biting of the bugs.
Is that what it's called? Is the disease called the biting of the bugs?
Yeah, it's called the biting of the bugs, and it is...
Oh, man, that sounds biblical. It's
honestly, dude, Newark had a bad case of that in 1483.
No, it's...
Is that how you talk about it? Do you talk about it on like city levels?
Yeah. Every full moon, the bugs come out.
Oh, shit.
And they bite you.
I see. That sounds bad.
A lot of thought into that one.
Yeah, you don't want that. And they bite your food, too.
They bite my food?
Yeah.
They bite the food.
Do they like just take a bite of my food? Can I like, do they soil it?
I mean, it's like, you don't want to eat something a bug ate.
Why not? That's not true.
If a bug was on something that I was going to eat, I would not eat it.
Maybe it laid eggs. You don't know.
Right. Exactly. You want to eat bug eggs?
No, I don't want to eat bug eggs.
Although if you scramble them, they're pretty good if you get them from the biting of the bugs.
I don't understand that joke. Now listen to me, Josh.
Have you ever heard of scrambled eggs?
All over my face. Right where I was bitten. Oh, God. Did they bite you in the face?
They bite you everywhere.
Dude, I hate your disease.
It's just like mildly annoying locusts every year, I guess. They just bite your food.
Every month? It's full moon.
Every month?
Full moon,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Can you do anything to reverse this? Like, didn't... How did... Oh, I'm going to screw this up. Moses, get out of this.
It was the Pharaoh, because Moses was the one that called them down.
No.
Moses did?
Moses got out of Egypt.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank God. That could have been really bad. But someone had to stop the plagues, right?
Oh, the I don't know. They don't talk about that.
I'm almost 100% sure they do talk about that, and I just don't know what it is. You think that it's a cliffhanger?
No, they like the story follows Moses. It's not like, well, they escaped. I'll get them next time.
They're just like, and like, who cares what happened? Yeah.
You don't find out what happens in Egypt?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, shit. I mean, that's kind of troublesome. No one's ever thought to ask. Is this a movie waiting to be written?
Yeah.
Like Egypt. After Moses?
Is this what Raiders of the Lost Ark was about?
I can't remember. What did you call it, Mike? That sounded like a Nat Geo documentary.
Yeah, I said Egypt after Moses, but... Mm.
I'm almost 1,000,000% sure that in that movie, I remember seeing the shot of the Pharaoh crying with his dead son in his arms. And like, that was the end. It was just like, the plagues are over now. My son has died.
Yeah, well, that
Moses!
Was...
Moses!
Because that was the thing. It was like Moses said, like, your firstborn son will die because you're not letting us go. Oh, so maybe that was the last one. He's like, okay, you let us go.
I think they finish. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He's like, all right.
Okay, so that's what we need. We need to right a wrong. Clearly, we're being plagued by the bugs because we're doing something wrong. What do we have to fix in society in order to get this to stop?
Convince people Nazis are bad again? I don't know.
That's a tall order.
Yeah, I didn't think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Turns out they were just in hiding.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
Do you have any ideas to get rid of the Nazis?
To get rid of current Nazis?
Yeah. And like, future. If you, I mean, you know what? You can't be responsible for that.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know, if you can come up with like a bug spray kind of thing, like that prevents current and future bugs.
The Ark of the Covenant worked really well in that movie.
Yeah.
Can we get that? What does that have to do with Moses? Anything? That's in the Bible, right?
Wasn't that the Ark in Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Mike, I feel like you're not listening to me.
Go on.
I'm asking you, what wrong do we have to right?
Well, this was Josh's idea.
Okay, Josh, so it's on me?
How have you been wronged?
Oh.
Why did you call this plague?
Oh, okay. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, wait. Back up, Bible talk. Who called for the plagues? I think, or did God just do them?
I think... Moses asked God to do that.
Moses asked, like, are you sure?
No.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, there was a burning bush at some point.
I'm not sure either.
No, the burning bush is way later, dude.
Okay.
Okay, so no one knows how the plague started, and we barely figured out how the plagues ended. In this situation, we know that...
There were plagues.
Do you think anyone has ever called us, ever, even just by chance, behind our backs, scholarly? No chance.
No.
But listen, okay, so Josh is the source of the plagues. So Mike, you're saying that he is being wronged right now and we got to do something.
I think we need to do, yeah, we need to throw a party for Josh maybe?
No. Let's not come up with ideas yet until we know what's wrong. Because okay. I don't want to plan a party.
That's true. We could plan the completely wrong party. Maybe his birthday.
Did we miss his birthday?
I don't know.
Is that what the bugs are about?
Josh? Hey,
Josh, when's your birthday?
May 19th. You wish me a happy belated
birthday. We did birthday. On the show.
Yeah. On the show? No, but I was there at your birthday. I was there. I remember.
Mike wasn't.
I probably texted you after
it happened. Wait. Did you hear the tone in his voice? Mike, he hates you. You're the source of the plague.
I am? Is this one of those things where you're going to have to sacrifice me?
Mike, it's way easier. You just have to wish him a happy belated birthday. And now, honestly, since it's been so late, you should probably get him something.
Well, he wished me a happy belated on the pod. The problem was that I'm still a little bit vengeful because he didn't...
a little salty, yeah.
Yeah, didn't wish me day of. I think you did. You like probably texted me, but texting is like the minimal effort.
Yeah, I probably texted you after Tappan did in our group.
Yeah, probably.
Probably, so then I knew.
That sounds like you.
Yeah. So what do you want?
I want you to pick something that represents our friendship. Like, if you actually say that you really care, then I want something that that comes from the heart. I don't want you just, like, going to my Amazon wish list.
You have one of those?
You don't specifically want something that you want.
He wants you to know what he wants without looking at what he wants.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I can do that. I think I can do that, actually, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
You're going to get a present.
Okay.
When soon. Is the next full moon? That is your deadline, Mike.
Okay. Let me Google this. Next full moon.
I swear to God, by the way, just to anyone listening, if anyone's listening, Josh just looked outside. It's like broad daylight to check if it was a full moon. He really just did. I swear to God. He like leaned out like towards the window. Okay, anyway, go on.
According to space.com.
Very trustworthy, I think.
You would hope. The next full moon is overnight on Wednesday and Thursday of June 27th and June 28th.
Plenty of time.
Yeah, you got a couple
plenty
weeks.
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
Okay. I'm going to think about it. I want to think about it. No, I'm not. It's going to come from the heart.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Tappan Johnny, Mike Bogart, and me, Josh Harrison.
Did you guys know that I'm a pro athlete?
I did not.
In what's your sport?
Doesn't matter. I had cupping done earlier this week in physical therapy, so I'm pretty sure I can do anything LeBron James does now.
Wow, with the so what is that?
Josh, do you know what cupping is?
Yeah, is that when they do like the suction cups on your back to like pull out like tough muscles or something?
You bet it is. Those muscles are tough from me being an athlete, and those cups prove it.
Okay.
Wow. How did it feel?
Pretty cool, but you know, I get it done pretty routinely.
Did they leave the little circles of blood on you?
Honestly, I couldn't see. They were behind me. I was really curious.
You didn't like ask for a mirror or like look for... You didn't look when you got home?
A photo?
How am I going to pull that off? You guys ever look at your back?
I mean, yeah, I've seen my back before.
When?
Yes.
When?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know. If I have like an itch, then I'll like turn around in the mirror and like look over my shoulder.
You look at your itches?
No, if I'm like, okay, I don't know. There's a... Yeah.
Mike, what about you? When are you looking at your back?
I told you guys about my lone 2-inch shoulder
hair. I don't want to hear about this. Fine. Okay.
I look at that thing all the time.
That's on your shoulder. It's not on your back. I'm telling you guys, no one looks at their back. So I didn't go out of my way to look at my back. I just assumed, because I am a pro athlete, that it had the same after effects that it does on other pro athletes, aka my colleagues.
Isn't cupping also something that like frail people need?
No.
Because isn't that your situation?
I'm not frail. I'm in tip-top shape and becoming more tip-top as done by suction. Now listen, let me get to my instead of. Instead of cupping, as you could have guessed, what's the most interesting medical thing you've done or had done to you?
Oh, God. A lot.
Mine is kind of gross.
You know, I knew that was a risk. But
yeah, what's yours?
Is it good or is it like... You're going to say it, and then you're just going to want to hear us like go, ugh.
Well, so they had to like fold my eyelid down and like slice the inside of it open.
You didn't answer my question. You just went straight to it.
Woo!
That's tough.
And then they can't do like stitches on the inside.
No.
Hell no.
No.
So they had to cauterize it. So I like smelled my own burning eyelids.
This is the worst
skin.
Thing what? I've ever heard in my whole life.
Yeah. So like onto the less gross stuff. That was the worst procedure I can imagine. Okay, maybe not that I can imagine, but the worst that I've ever had, because like doctors need a ton of light to work. And so they basically had it like I couldn't blink. And they had this bright light shining directly into my eye. And I wanted to blink so badly, but they didn't let me do it.
There's no way on God's green earth that they trusted you not to blink in this situation. There's no fucking way, Josh, that you weren't strapped to some sort of apparatus.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. Of course I wasn't. Like,
they just tell you, keep your eyes open. Like, what?
Oh, man.
No. I'm sorry. I was strapped to something. They did not trust me to not blink.
That's the complete opposite of what you said like 5 seconds ago.
Well, I meant they didn't trust me. I was not trusted. I was not hooked up to an apparatus. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they totally had something where it was like, yep, this has to stay open.
Pull that eyeball right open.
Gross. Okay.
Yeah.
Mike, what's your answer?
Oh, man.
No, don't try to outgross him.
I'm not. I'll tell you something cool instead.
Yeah.
Nice.
After the marathon last year, there's this place called Chicago Recovery Room. Good place.
Yeah.
They had a post-marathon special, and they have these leg bags that you just put basically from your hips to, and they cover your feet, and they're basically like 15 chamber. They're pants. Leg bags.
God damn it. Okay.
But they're... They're really big pants.
Okay, great.
And they have like 15 chambers that fill up with air, like one by one, starting with your foot and then going up your leg. So they're like pushing lactic acid out of your leg.
Oh.
And then they let go one by one and let new blood in. And it feels amazing.
Nice. Let new blood in? What, do they like inject you with blood?
They just, well, no new blood is coming in while they're pushing the other, or minimal new blood is pumping in while they're pushing the lactic acid out, and then it all rushes in when they let the air out.
Where does the acid go?
I don't know. Up in the rest of your body. And then you pee it out, I think, eventually.
Okay.
It goes up there, mixes around in your blood, your stuff.
How do you know that new blood is coming in? How do you know that it wasn't just the old blood waiting because you just pushed it out?
That's a good question. Like, what really counts as new?
Do you know how blood works, Tappan?
Do you know how blood works, Josh?
Yeah, it like flows and it like gets pumped throughout your entire body. Like, every blood is old blood.
So then Mike is wrong?
But every blood is also new blood.
This is impossible.
It's like it turns to blue. And then it
Nothing
like goes
turns
to your
to blue.
Heart.
I know for sure blood doesn't turn to blue.
Yeah, when it runs out of oxygen.
That's nothing runs out of anything. It just
anyway, once it's like exhausted its oxygen supply, it goes back for more. And then when it gets more, then it like cycles back, and that's when it becomes new, filled with life.
No,
that's true.
No. Then we would all have opportunities to be new always.
We do.
We are continually born anew.
What is this bullshit? What did I walk into today? What's with you two? We are continually new? Is that what we're on now?
Aren't we? Think about it.
I don't want to. It's too tough. It's too tough of a concept.
So I had a different story that is not gross that Mike reminded me of. I had an aqua massage one time.
What's that?
Ooh, what's that?
So they have it in like malls and stuff.
Okay.
And so it's like, it's a big bed that I guess kind of looks like a...
Oh my God, you went into that thing?
Yeah, I did.
The one that has like the three beds out that three customers can use for like 8 minutes?
Yeah.
What? I haven't seen this.
Yeah. Holy shit, dude. You fucking... It's like someone being on the set of an infomercial and just buying that product right then and there.
Yeah.
What was it like?
I was convinced to do it. Anyway, so basically it like opens up like a tanning bed and you kind of lay down and they have the same little like face hole for you that a normal massage bed has.
Wait. Okay. I thought it was a tanning bed. Tanning beds don't have massage bed face holes.
Right. So it opens like a tanning bed, but the inside is like pretty flat. It's like, it's got this like like vinyl-y plastic thing that you kind of lie down on. Okay. You keep your clothes on.
You keep your clothes on.
Keep your clothes on.
All clothes on.
I guess you're not, you can't be expected to take your clothes off at the mall in like the lobby area where they put the Christmas tree.
Yeah. Oh, this was like a shop inside. This was not like out.
Oh, good. They got to rent space for a month. That's nice.
So anyway, you lie down and like there's a similar coating on your back. And so you get to hold this little remote in your hand. And when they turn it on, it's basically these like water jets that just start going up your body. And then when it gets to the like to your neck, they go right back down your body. And it's just like water jets that squirt at the like coating. So you're not actually getting wet, even though it feels like you should be.
Right.
But it's just like, I don't know, if you like put a garbage bag over your body and somebody sprayed you with a hose, it's a lot like that. So it was okay.
Yeah, that sounds fucking great.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
Remember earlier when I said medical procedure? This is your goddamn 1920s fucking remedy that the doctor just puts you in a garbage bag and blasts you down with a village hose.
Can you hear it? I can hear it. just roll it around in the dirt. So about a month ago, my brother brought home a gnome. It is a porcelain gnome.
Oh, I thought you said note.
Definitely thought you said note. I think we would have reacted if we had heard you say gnome. I just thought your brother was about to tell you some very devastating news.
Nope, not a devastating note. A very, very scary and creepy gnome. G-N-O-M-E.
Okay. Yeah.
It big? Is about as high as a gnome is, 11 to 12 inches, let's say.
Okay.
About a foot tall, porcelain. He, I believe, painted this gnome himself.
The gnome painted himself?
No, Brian.
Oh, okay, Brian himself painted the gnome. The gnome has, its most striking feature, I guess you would say, is...
beard.
Blood red eyes.
That's horrible. Never mind.
He was going for, I guess, bloodshot, which I thought he thought it would be funny. Turns out,
because like a stoned gnome.
I guess that was like the pun was stony or something like that.
Sure, that rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's a terrifying gnome. It's a terrifying gnome. He wants to put it out. He has an interesting notion of home decor. He thinks it's a really good thing to have out in the living room. So,
oh no,
he put it out there on like on top of a bookcase, I believe, on night one.
Really just immediately voids any of the books that are on that bookcase, doesn't it? hang on. No, let me just ask you. You're introducing someone into your home for the first time. They sit down on your couch. They look to their right. They see a wonderful bookcase with probably hundreds of books. And above it, they see a garden gnome. Now you tell me, are they more overwhelmed by how impressed they are that you read so much or the fact that you've done this?
So
you can't put it there, dude.
we've had like a lot of people over since this gnome has been here, and no one but me and Brian no one said anything about it. Ugh. Only me and Brian notice it. Yeah.
Is it something that only you and Brian can see?
I don't know for sure because no one's ever mentioned it. And like night one, it was on one bookshelf. The next morning, it was definitely on a different bookshelf.
Did you move it?
That day, I moved it to like a little dresser thing. And then that night, Brian was like, hey, did you move the gnome? And I was like, Yeah, I did. Did you move it earlier? And he's like, yeah, that was me.
At least you guys are honest about your pranks.
Yeah. It was him. It's not a scary gnome.
Mystery solved.
Yeah. Yeah. So, my instead of is, instead of moving around, by the way, we still move this gnome around. This gnome, this is just a traveling gnome. Neither one of us has ever mentioned it again.
Okay.
So, I don't know for sure that both of us aren't bluffing each other.
I don't think anyone's bluffing each other. I think you're just having a precious moment between brothers.
We may be. But my instead of is, if or when you have had a roommate, instead of a creepy gnome, what traditions have you had with your roommates, or what pranks have you played on them, or, you know, that kind of thing?
So this was a thing it was like roommate plus a couple of other close friends. It was like, started on Christmas, there was this horse head ornament.
Okay.
That was given.
Like the Godfather horse head?
I mean, it wasn't like gruesome at the bottom. Okay. It was like a clean cut at the bottom.
Like a horse enthusiast's ornament.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Did it look like one of those horse masks?
No. It was like, it had that kind of metallic sheen to it that a lot of like shaped ornaments will have.
Yeah, I know okay. that. Yeah.
And so the idea was that we would find ways to send the other people like home with it, or like when we hang out, like I would bring it over and leave it in their bathroom or something like that, and they'd find it. Mm. And that was just like a fun little thing.
Mm. Yeah. That's nice. Just a little horse head in the bathroom.
Yeah. And like, and like sometimes a couple hours after you'd leave, they'd send a text and they'd be like, oh, you son of a bitch. Because they found it.
I've had a good assortment of roommates.
Really?
No, I've had 3 total, not including my family. No, that's not true. I've had 6.
What? Okay.
Remember when I lived in Madison?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I forgot about that. That's right.
Dude, you had a dog and everything.
2 dogs.
What?
2 dogs.
Yeah,
I know. It was the greatest thing ever.
Okay, well, told quick story.
Because there's no... Oh, I was so happy. One of the dogs is like... Honest to God, was the light of my life for 5 very dark months.
I remember.
Yeah.
Hey, you never told me.
Yeah. On my way to Seattle, I drove to Madison and I drove to the house just to see the dog.
Didn't tell me that either.
Which is great. I don't tell you everything. Can we focus on the right things in this story? Anyway, this wasn't a prank or anything. I'll tell a more wholesome story, but one of my roommates, was like he did very well with the ladies. Like he just had like a charm about him. He was a handsome dude. But as a result, like his, the women he would see, a lot of them would come over often, which is great. You know, good on him, good on everybody. They're having fun. Except like one morning I woke up and we had a tiny bathroom that me and him shared, like tiny. There was another one that the two roommates shared, but I got in there and I'm like trying to take a shower, and like I know what a shower curtain typically does. I understand that it's like it's positioned in a way to keep the water from going out. But for some reason, the shower curtain like hopped the tub and like went. It was like totally askew.
Whoa!
So I'm like, well, I can't do anything in this situation. So I fixed it, and as I came out, like my roommate was there, and I'm like, hey, dude, like, the hell happened? And he's like, dude, you know how like we have this super tiny bathroom? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, oh no, he's defiled it. But he turns to me and he goes, it's so hard to have a threesome in there.
What?
Yeah, it was some of like the most gangster shit I ever heard. But like still, it was like, god damn it. Like, yeah. But I guess, he played a prank. Well, he wasn't a prank on me, but that's a good roommate story. But I don't know if that I didn't have a tradition with it.
Yes, was it a tradition?
me and current roommate Mike have a bunch of unspoken things that we do.
Oh.
It's really like nice. I don't know if I feel like sharing them with you guys is a violation.
No, that's true. Yeah, sure.
What are you
share
doing?
Share one.
What are you trying to egg me on for? Okay, let me think.
Share a benign, I don't know Mike very well.
I would say, okay, no, for real. Mike doesn't even listen to this podcast. Doesn't matter. Suzanne totally does. Hello, Suzanne.
Hey, Suzanne.
Hey, Suzanne.
She and I have, I don't know, I don't think we have any traditions. We're just like very great roommates and friends.
You're just chill bros.
Yeah, we're chill bros. We're all chill bros. But me and Mike, like, it's unspoken, although it's like, it comes to pass. He and I have like a really intense rivalry at Mario Tennis and at FIFA. Like, we don't get to play as often. Like, we used to play a lot, but like, this is like, I think this is the thing that cements our hanging out. We are so goddamn evenly matched at both of these games that like, it's until it is proven unequivocally. Like, Mike, you remember when all of us like surpassed you at Madden and video games?
Yeah, I do.
Do you remember how much fun it was to play video games before that?
Yeah, it was great. I played video games all the time.
Because we were all like competing and shit.
Yeah.
I've recaptured that magic with roommate Mike.
Oh, good for you.
You asked me the question, man. You asked me the question.
No, go on. Tell me more about how you recaptured it with the other Mike.
That's really all that needs to be said.
Mm. Yeah. I agree. I think it's all right there.
Should we go on to a new topic?
Okay.
Stop crying. Stop crying.
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's tough admitting something embarrassing about yourself. You know, I just want to reflect on that before I jump into this.
What's the toughest thing about it?
The toughest thing is knowing that your two idiot friends are going to laugh in your face when you tell them.
Good.
But what a prick. Fine. I'll tell you. Okay. Microwaves. We all know them. One thing I know about microwaves is you can input the time that you want something to be heated.
That's correct.
That's the only thing I know about microwaves, except that you can also bake and broil and all these other options and popcorn and pizza. Fine. Things with words on them. Fine.
I guess that's one way to say it.
I did not know that not only can you adjust the time on a microwave, you can adjust the power using the button labeled power, which does not turn on and off the microwave.
No.
Yeah.
No.
As other power buttons across almost all electronics do. Let it be noted that my mistake and embarrassment is driven by a lifetime of response to a specific red button, usually with the word power.
Well, usually it's like it's not the word. Usually it's that little like zero and one thing, like the little
what zero and one thing,
like the little mostly circle with the vertical line at the top of it.
Mostly circle with the vertical
like
line
the
on top of it.
Fucking power symbol.
Yeah, the little power.
Oh, okay,
sign.
Yeah. Why did you just say that?
Wait. So hold on. You're saying every time you've gone up to a microwave in your whole life.
Yeah.
You're saying like,
I guess I just laughed in your face for something embarrassing. Sorry.
You
Mike.
Did. That's okay. I'm soldiering right on through. You said every time you come up to a microwave, you're like, huh, I guess someone left it on. You think you have to turn it on every time you use it?
No, I thought that once you plugged it in, it was turned on by default. I thought that there might be situations where you had to turn it off. Usually the microwave plug is way in the back. It's not
all right.
That
all
crazy.
Right. All right.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. No. Here's the thing that makes me even more surprised at this. Your roommate, Suzanne, she likes to cook, right?
Yes.
Okay. Like if she or if like my sister who also likes to cook. If one of these people who doesn't like to use the microwave and they like to make their own food, if one of them had this misconception, I would be more willing to forgive. But you are a man that lives on microwave foods, and that's they true. Will often say microwave for 2.5 minutes on high.
Okay. You should know that, man. I didn't mean to have such a grave tone, but you should know that.
Listen.
What did you think that meant?
First of all, I truly never considered that the microwave would be any other power amount than high. Okay? That's first of all. Second, I was about to push back that I don't live on a microwave diet, but now I'm remembering that I almost exclusively eat lean cuisine for lunch most days. So that's a bad thing, and I should fix that. You're correct. But third, I don't enjoy your insinuation that people who know how to cook don't know about microwaves. They should be given the credit about knowing how to use microwaves as is appropriate. Don't take that away from them. The person who wouldn't know about this is someone who just trusted that we did things the same way, okay? This is an inconsistency.
You're also a man that loves puns and always thinks about multiple meanings of individual words.
That's, yeah.
No one does this on electronics.
Anyway, okay, what did you do?
That was it. The whole thing was me admitting this to you. What I'm trying to get is to an instead of.
So you didn't microwave something too much?
Yeah,
No, you know how you can avoid that, Mike? Use less time.
Yeah, I was fully expecting this to turn into a story where it's like, well, I put my pizza in and then it came out and it was ash. I don't know.
Yeah. I put tinfoil in the microwave last week. It's a bad idea.
Okay, everyone stop. Three things again. One, if you think pizzas can turn into ash in the microwave, you don't know how to use a microwave. Two, Mike, if you put tinfoil into microwaves, you don't know how to use a microwave, okay?
And fair enough.
Number three, like I said earlier, all you have to do is modulate the time that you put the thing in for.
No.
What difference does it make? Hey, can you cook this way longer at a lower heat?
That's what you need to do for things that need to be like cooked throughout without doing anything to the outside. Like if you're baking,
that's the whole point of a microwave. No. Is it cooks through?
Yeah, if you are like cooking a baked potato or something,
you know what this is like. Wait,
it's
let me.
True.
No, I have to stop everything. If you've ever gone to a casino and you've ever used a slot machine, high is like all the rows, okay?
Yeah.
That's every row. So if you want it cooked throughout, high is the one you should be using.
No, that's not cooking. It's like if you want if you want a grilled cheese and you want it faster, I have learned from experience.
You can't grill a cheese in a microwave.
No, I know. I'm saying on a stove, which also has low to high, you need to cook that.
I know a stove has low to high. What I'm trying to tell you is if the power button on the stove changed the power of the stove.
Well, maybe there are some electric stoves out there that do that. My point is that you can't cook a grilled cheese faster just by putting it on high. I have learned this by experience. You burn the outside.
Yeah, medium.
You do it on low because then the entire thing gets hot.
You know who I bet could do it on high? A good chef.
No, they'd cook it on low.
I bet a good chef would have the sense of timing of when to flip it real quick. Maybe cooking a grilled cheese on high is about flipping it a lot. You've never tried this. There are other avenues. There are other avenues. That's all I'm saying.
You have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Can we get to the instead of, please?
Fine.
Oh, please, yes.
I am changing it now.
Okay.
Given this unbelievably long conversation that we've had about this. Good grief. What is your biggest cooking blunder? I don't have to tell you mine because I changed the instead of midway through.
Can I tell you the cooking blunder that my sister had 2 years in a row at Thanksgiving?
Absolutely not. You are a total hater for even putting that out there. You must tell me your failures.
Sounds good, though.
Watch, he's going to try to tell the story again with him as his sister. I guarantee it.
No.
He's going to screw up the names. It's going to land in something weird.
I would never do that at all. I was baking an apple pie.
Okay.
An apple pie, you say?
An apple pie. And I reached to the spice rack in my parents' house. And my mom keeps that thing alphabetized to make it nice and easy. It's like a little...
Wow.
Rotating.
How many spices does she have?
Oh, way too many. She has like, it's like a bomb shelter in the basement of just, at one point in time, I'm not exaggerating this number. I swear to you, I'm not. I counted. This is not counting the salad dressing that was in the fridge. There were 27 bottles of salad dressing unopened in our basement at one point.
Oh my God. Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Because
does salad dressing not go bad?
I don't.
Do you eat a lot of salad dressing when I'm not looking?
No, I don't know. It's just like she had all these different flavors and it would be like, oh, well, this is a really good deal on salad dressing, so I better pick up a bottle.
Is this, are you missing a Breaking Bad situation right before your eyes? Is there anything inside?
Yeah,
like,
can you make anything cool out of salad dressing?
Think hard. It was hidden?
No, it was just like in our, like we have an unfinished part of the basement.
You have an unfinished part? Good, that's good. Grime is a big part of the story.
Yeah, that's true.
But so anyway, spice rack. So it's all alphabetized. So I reach for a spice.
Okay.
Not my sister. Me.
Yes, I believe you.
Yes.
And so I put some cinnamon in the pie. And then it came out and it smelled really weird. It smelled really savory. And that's because I accidentally put cumin instead of cinnamon in the pie.
That's tough.
A cumin apple pie.
Yeah. And then the next year, this is something that I don't understand how it happened. This seems like a weird microwave power situation, but the pie came out and the outside looked great. It looked nice, golden brown, but when you cut into it, the inside was charred.
What?
I know what happened.
What?
Mike, do you want to guess? There's no way you'll guess. I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah, I was going to say
picture
I don't
everything,
want to.
Picture everything. No, don't say that. Say that you want to guess. You want to guess. Picture everything in the style of like a newish Tom and Jerry cartoon, okay?
Okay.
Josh's sister, obviously not Josh, makes a pie, right?
Right.
Puts it on the windowsill.
Okay.
Some sort of fracas outside. Pie falls over.
Yeah.
Someone else tries cooking a pie. Can't do it. Has no idea what to do. Burns the shit out of a pie. It turns into a hockey puck. The only thing they know how to do is take the crust from the other pie that was cooling on the windowsill, cover it up, put it right back in. There's your situation.
Okay.
That's what happened at Thanksgiving. Classic Thanksgiving episode.
That makes sense. I guess, yeah, it has
to. Do you
to
have
be.
Any explanations?
No, I don't. That's got to be it.
Mike?
I don't. I mean...
I commend them on putting it back together because it looked intact.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Well, you got some crafty neighbors. Mike, what is your situation?
My cooking blunder?
Yes.
I've had a lot. I'm bad at cooking. Probably my worst blunder, I don't think I've talked about it on this show before, was what my team chose to make in our high school bake-off.
Oh, the bake-off.
Hmm.
Have we never talked about the bake-off?
I think I mentioned I might have mentioned the bake-off offhand, but...
Bake-off sounds familiar to me, but then again, I lived it.
You were there.
Yeah.
You were there.
Yeah.
We held a baking competition in high school. My team, which was me and my friend Sean, we decided to make what sounds amazing ice cream burritos.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was quesadillas for some reason.
Same idea.
The tortilla made out of?
No, don't ask.
A tortilla. Flour. It was made out of flour.
I told you not to ask.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah, it was made out of flour. And then our big mistake was putting ice cream in the oven. Not smart. I guess it would have helped to look anything up or do any research whatsoever beforehand.
So you found out that burritos don't go in the oven even when they're not ice cream?
Burritos never go... No, burritos can go in the oven. Ice cream can't go in the oven is the lesson I learned.
Dude, I also think burritos don't go in ovens, dude.
Yeah, burritos don't go in the oven. And... Well, no, fucking burritos can go in the oven.
Take it easy. Calm down, first of all.
Have you ever heard of a Suiza cheese melted on top? How do you think you melt the cheese? Oven.
Microwave.
Would do it. That would work, I guess.
Or like a torch?
Torch.
All right. Any kind of hot thing would work. My point is, you can't make ice cream burritos ever.
No. But
how do you make fried ice? What's fried ice cream?
I don't
know.
Isn't
that a thing?
Oh, that's a good point.
What the hell is deep fried ice cream? What the hell is that?
I thought it was ice cream that was breaded in the way that like a Dairy Queen cone can be like covered in something, like a dip, I guess.
That kind sounds
of.
Right.
A dip?
You know? I think that's it's like that.
Huh.
And then they just fry that. And then you eat it, and then, hey, there's ice cream on the inside.
And you can make it, and it's okay that it's hot.
I have to be wrong about this, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to be fair, if you, like, coat something and then you fry it real quick, like...
It's all about the speed and the temp.
Why don't you just turn down the heat of the fryer? Well, can't do that. Yeah. Always on high.
Well, this is an example where you'd want it on super high because you only...
Super high?
Yeah, because you only want the outside to...
Flash fry.
Yeah, you only want the outside to get hot and the inside needs to be cold.
Cold as hell.
I would love to hear like a solid 5-minute scientific explanation of how you guys think this happens with the molecules.
I don't know about the molecules, but haven't you ever like reheated soup in the microwave and the middle is cold?
The middle of the soup is always cold. That's right.
You didn't heat it long enough.
If you heated it for longer, then the outside of it would be super hot. And the middle
even
would be
hotter.
Normal, what you want it to be.
That's why you stir.
I'm pretty sure I gave you guys a tip on this show that I don't know if made it to the final cut. But it was that you stick, if you want your things to heat evenly in the microwave, you put them on the edge.
Yeah.
Of the little rotating plate, and
you
they
did
heat
share that.
More evenly in the middle.
Yeah.
It's true.
You guys want to hear the saddest fun fact of all time?
Sure.
At work, the microwaves in the kitchens don't rotate.
How do they work?
You just put the thing in and it just sits in the middle.
Oh.
No way.
It's the saddest thing ever.
I didn't think they made microwaves like that anymore.
Me neither, dude, but apparently they make enough to outfit an entire campus.
Thanks for listening. This episode, as you probably noticed from the title, is part one. Tappan and Mike are going to be, I don't know, hiking or camping or something. I don't know. You're gone somewhere for next week. So we recorded an extra long episode and we're splitting it into two for you. So if you want to hear the second part, make sure that you're subscribed to us on your podcast player of choice. You can find us on the web at instedof.fm, and we are on Twitter at instedof.fm. If you want to send us listener questions, we haven't done a listener question in a little while, so send us a question and we can do that next show. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Yeah, I'll look it up because I want to know what the location is. Do you think that revealed like which province is in or whatever?
I have no idea. I have not played an Elder Scrolls game.
I wonder if it's Valenwood. It might be. Oh, I'm going to watch it. Can I watch it real quick?
Yeah, you can watch it real quick.
It's only 36 seconds.
Yeah, it's really short.
Classic drums. Oh, I'm getting chills.
Mike, you ready? I'm going to spoil it for you. I know where it is.
No, you don't.
I know where it is on the map.
Shut up.
I know where it is on the map.
Shut up. I hear the trumpets now. Oh, look at that.
I'm really happy that I got to share the announcement of Elder Scrolls 6 with Mike.
Hey.
Dude, that was super cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was... Oh.
Guess where it is, Mike? Starts with hi.
Well...
The upper left corner of Westeros.
That's a different world.
It's in the upper left.
You weren't going to say hi, Hrothgar. That's where the Greybeards
That's
live.
Not That's... what I was going to say. Mike, hi what?
You're
a super fan, right?
I don't know.
Josh, do you know?
I don't.
I thought you were a super fan too.
I have never played an Elder Scrolls game.
Is that true or are you lying?
Yes, that is true. Actually, okay, I am lying.
All you do is lie. But before you can continue with your lies, Mike, it's called High Rock.
High Rock. I see that now. That's what is, who lives there?
I'm not going to tell you. I am the super fan.
Yeah, I played Elder
he's
Scrolls.
So mad right now.
I played Elder Scrolls 4 for like 5 minutes and then I gave up. It's not my kind of game.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
Mike showed me a way that you could jump 100 feet in the air in that game.
Yeah.
It was, There was a lot going on in that game. God, that game was good.
Well, I shared this news with you, Mike. Taffin was in the bathroom, and then he comes back, and he's like, hey, do you want anything? And I took him up on his offer, because he offered.
Everyone heard how I you heard took that. Me up on that offer. It's recorded.
Well, that part is probably not making it into the segment.
What? You're editing history?
Okay, fine. We'll pull how I asked in right here. Yeah, if you want to pour me a glass of water, that would be great.
See, everyone? What a dick. No, Mike, it's not a laughing moment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I asked nicely. I used the word please. I think I did. I hope I did. I don't remember, and now everybody else will have heard it right here. But anyway, so Tappan pours two glasses, and I see him pouring these glasses because I can see my kitchen from my couch.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two glasses, and one of them is small, and the other is big. Oh. And like the small one is like really small. It's like, I don't know, how many? This is a 4 ounce glass.
Oh. Why are you judging me for your glasses?
Well, it's like it's a small glass when you want something small. But I figured that because you picked this glass and the other one, that you wanted something small and you were going to give me a normal glass.
Yeah.
But then he comes over and he hands me the little dinky glass.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Dude.
I know what happened in that soundbite.
That's a pretty bold move in another man's house. Give him a small glass.
Mike, you know what? Sometimes people just got to get served. You just got served, Josh.
I got served water.
That was my joke. Don't say it out loud. God damn it.